the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
An hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s Garage Punk, Freak Beat, and Psychedelic. Podcast via all good podcasting providers and facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.
And they end up in some places where you'd least expect them. They go all over our country.
And all over the semi-democratic republic, beginning in Indiana with this band, These Visitors. Garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Long way from home. Can't sleep at night. Grab your telephone. Something just ain't right. That's evil. Evil's gone on. I ask one of your brothers, you better watch your happy home. Long way from home, can't sleep.
It's Retrospect episode 359. I'm your host, as always, Phil Gray, Hamilton, New Zealand. Retrospect produced here at Free FM. Check them out, freefm.org.nz. It's episode 359, got underway with two bands out of Indiana. First up, we had a band called These Visitors, Visitors with a Z, described as a flower power folk rock outfit. They're from Goshen, Indiana. Went to New York in 1967, cut five demo tracks, two of them released on a 45 on Capitol, and the other unreleased tracks eventually have surfaced on a compilation called Psychedelic Archaeology. We had a track from These Visitors called Reacher Teacher. And then also out of Indiana, the Backdoor Men on Fujimo Records, actually an American label, and 7-inch from 1966. The A-side of that 45, cover, of course, of Howling Wolf's quite wonderful, Evil.
It isn't just the lyrics, it's the beat!
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, we're back into regular business here at Retrospect after last week's little diversion, and fun it was too, where my mate Steve Ockerman from Charlotte, North Carolina, took over the playlisting duties here at Retrospect and joined me to co-host that episode. If you missed that one, you can find it. Well, you can always find back episodes of Retrospect. Apple Podcasts would be ideal. TuneIn, Stitcher Radio, CastBox, whole lot of podcasting apps take Retrospect, and you can get those back episodes. So back to normal transmission for this episode, a bunch of garage rock and garage punk obscurities. Let's get back into it with one off a compilation called 60s Archives, Texas and Michigan Psychedelia. This band, Strange Fate, 1967, 45, we're going to take the B-side. This is called Hold Me Baby.
I never knew God could feel all the way that I feel inside. But who could guess now, baby, all you be sitting here by my side. You say you love me, you say you'll be true. I'll tell you, baby, what you gotta do. You gotta hold me, baby.
Hold me.
Squeeze me, baby. All you gotta
love.
I need you now. Oh, make me happy, baby. You know how. Come on and
hold me, baby.
Hold me.
Squeeze me, baby.
All you got
is love me, baby.
With all your
They'll let rock and roll come in and steal the virtue of the boys and girls and steal their emotional fervor and not realize how poisonous it is.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
Something better, I've learned a lot from your letter. There's a place you can come to, place called love. You once told me I was the only one, and we continue having all the fun. Come with me now to this place called love. Place called love. Everybody knows where to find you now. It's on a little across the edge of town. Say combat, baby, please, before you let yourself down. Turn and cry like the others have done now. Say combat, baby, please, before you let yourself down. Turn out crying like the others have done now. Come with me to something better. I've learned a lot from your letter. There's a place you can come to, place called love. You once told me I was the only one, and we continue having all the fun. Come with me now to this place called love. Place called love.
You don't tell me what to do. Maybe you know it makes me blue. Say I'm no good.
Set of three got underway with the Strange Fate track called Hold Me Baby. Then a band I don't believe I've ever had on Retrospect before. You can check them out on facebook.com/retrospect garage punk radio. They're called the Medievals. MEDDY, M-E-D-D-Y, Evils. The B-side to their very first single, 1965, a track called A Place Called Love. This band apparently were about to start a European tour, but folded due to a major setback with the lead singer, who had vocal problems and was ordered to stop singing. The band dropped down to being a trio and continued as the MEDDY Evils, but don't appear to have made a lot of headway. So the MEDDY Evils with A Place Called Love out of the UK. And finally, also out of the UK, a band called The Southern Sound, a 1966 release on Columbia Records, the B-side of that release from this band out of Worcestershire. The track's called I Don't Wanna Go.
Dig what you hear?
Yeah!
Check out back episodes of Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Always available across all good podcasting providers, including Apple Podcasts, TuneIn.com, Stitcher Radio, Blueberry, Player.fm, MyTuner Radio, Mixcloud, Castbox, Podbean, Pod Directory, and many more.
Here's a pretty well-known garage band out of Los Angeles, referred to as the punk band of the 1960s. This is off their second studio album, released May 1966. The album is called Dirty Water. This is The Standells.
You're the kind of person you meet at dismal, dull affair. Sitting out of the crowd, talking much too loud, running up and down the stairs. Well, it seems to me that you have said too much in too few. And though you try, you just can't hide your eyes all as you tear. You better stop and look around.
Here comes your 19 nerves, bring down.
got a new record today. Is it okay if I play it on the phonograph?
Why, of course, Eddie. I think it's very nice for a young boy to be interested in music.
You know, Eddie, back in the old country, you couldn't keep me away from good music. Why, I used to haunt the opera house night and day.
Well, turn around, Eddie, so that we can all hear it.
Turn up this record and turn the lights down.
Mamas and daddies today that know how to turn their children loose to go to the dance, and young people that know how to dance today but don't know how to do that which is right.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia.
Don't out fight.
Set of four tracks, underway with the Standells, cover of the Stones' 19th Nervous Breakdown. Then we had a band called the Munsters. Some online sources suggested they were also the Standells, under another name. They weren't. The Munsters, the band formed around the Munsters TV series, put out a self-titled album in 1964 on Decca. The band, in fact, was the Duvals from San Fernando Valley. So we had the Munsters with Munster Creep, that was also a 45. Now there was a Standells connection with the TV series, the Munsters, in that the Standells performed on an episode called Far Out Munsters from 1965. Thirdly in the set, the Shags, Shags with two G's, not the all-girl group from around 1971. This band released the LP called Wink in 1967, loads of covers including Feel a Whole Lot Better, Let's Spend the Night Together, The Night Before, Hey Joe, and The Who track, My Generation. And then finally, an absolute retrospect favourite, The Driving Stupid. From New Jersey, formed 1966, one cult favourite single called Horror Asparagus Stories. They recorded a bunch of tracks subsequently released, and I chose one called We've Come to Take the Earth Away. So the Standells, the Munsters, the Shags, and The Driving Stupid. And we have Global Garage straight after this.
Well, I think it's quite clearly obvious. It's utterly disgusting.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelic. That's our traditional Global Garage set now, getting underway with a very obscure band out of Mexico. I know virtually nothing about them. I can find very little about them, except they recorded two discs for CBS. They are called Los Puntos Suspensivos. And this is Prefiero Ir a la Cárcel, out of Mexico.
Yo sé What I say? This is Eric from Philadelphia in the USA. I might have been born in the 80s, but Retrospect is my portal back to the 60s.
The start of our Global Garage tracks for this episode of Retrospect. Los Puntos Suspensivos with Prefiero la la Cárcel out of Mexico. Very obscure band. Partly because I believe that the LP they recorded for CBS was canned before release. Then we had another band we've not had on the show before. More of a jazz band, really. Out of Germany. Described as one of the first bands in the German Democratic Republic. It is the Theo Schumann Combo. Three LPs released between 69 and 73. The Theo Schumann Combo with the cover of The Stones' Satisfaction. And then finally, Retrospect favourite, Los Shanes out of Peru from 1967. Off an album called Segundo Volumen, track called Icaro 8 from 1967.
This warped idea of fun has contributed to the fact that one out of every 20 children born in the United States last year was illegitimate.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk radio show and podcast. Here's a little bit more global garage out of Belgium. The band is called The Midgets, the track Mr. Taxi Man.
Para ti, pues tú sabes que te quiero y eres mi felicidad. Ven hoy junto a mí, te
credo che comprenda che mio amore è para ti, per tutta perché ti chiedo di essere felicità. Vengo giunto a me cerca di mi corazon, tu che escucha los latidos che solo para ti son. Busco y tú te escondes, dime por qué eres así. Sabes que te quiero y eres mi felicidad.
It's Belgium's The Midgets, Mr. Taxi Man.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, freak beat, and psychedelic.
Horrible, and nobody wants to say that.
Well, here's yet another real obscurity, and again, first time, pretty sure, here on Retrospect. From 1967, out of Turkey. The guy is called Sem Karasa. The band is called Apasla. So Sem Karasa and Apasla. Out of Turkey. This is called Hoodie. Well, that is a Turkish act called Sem Karasa and Apasla, a track called Hoodie bringing us pretty much to the end of this week's retrospect. Again, don't forget about those back episodes. Apple Podcasts or your podcast app on your iPhone if you use an iPhone. Otherwise, all good podcasting apps carry the show. You should be able to find it pretty easily. And we're going to wrap with an instrumental. A guy called Johnny Carr. He was the drummer of The Zoo, an Anglo-American act in Greece between 1964 and 1967. Off a release called Zoo Drummer, which combined surf music, instrumental, country jazz, a little bit of Helleno rock or Greek rock style as well. Johnny Carr apparently played it all himself. Guitars, bass, drums, everything. So Johnny Carr, in fact, Zoo and Johnny Carr, out of Greece. Lengthy essay about this guy at Garage Hangover's website. Well worth checking out. Zoo and Johnny Carr. This is Drums on the Road. I'm Phil Gray, and this has been Retrospect 60s Garage Punk radio show and podcast for another week. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/retrospectgaragepunkradio.